This is Bob Sugarman.
And Sally Sugarman.
Welcome back to Theater Talk.
A fine production of Neil Simon's Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning Lost in Yonkers completes its two-short run at the Westin Playhouse July 29th. Set in 1942, this is a heartfelt coming-of-age story by one of this country's greatest comic playwrights.
And what I want to say right off the bat is you hear Neil Simon and you think comedy, his comic sense is there. This is funny. But it is also a beautifully theatrical, very humane play. And there are scenes in here that I thought these would be great in acting classes. They are so rich and so filled.
Yes, I think that you're right about that. That certainly, I was thinking about his playwriting career. He wrote 30 plays, and I think that there's some of them that are just outstanding, like Lost in Yonkers. I think The Sunshine Boys is a wonderful play. I think the whole Broadway Bound trilogy is a series of wonderful plays. And even his comedy, I mean, I think his comedy has certainly got compassion in it. It may not be as well structured as some of these the plays that we've been talking about.
His characters are very solid, always.
Yeah, and he has and Lost. What was the one from the 23rd floor?
Laughter
on the 23rd floor, where he recounts his experience as a television writer in the Show of Shows. And he was writing with a lot of very...
With Mel Brooks and Woody Allen and Carl Reiner.
Yeah, you couldn't beat a team like that. I mean, they gave us a tremendous amount of humor. But when I was thinking about Lost in Yonkers, we've seen it three times. And I think I have become convinced that seeing plays, different productions of plays that you've seen, is a wonderful thing to do. Because each time you see it, each company provides a new insight for you, a new way of seeing it. I remember when we saw the Broadway production, what we came away with, what we were sort of talking about, was we still quote it, where the sister is going to tell the family.
That Lucy Arnaz played in the production we saw on Broadway.
And she's going to tell her family about her relationship with this guy that she met at the movies. This movie projector guy, and so she's somewhat limited, so she has them. No, you have to sit. That's not how I imagined it, and that's a line that we keep still using.
Given new life in this production with an actress who somehow had a different quality, and the whole thing had a different quality.
Right. I mean, we remembered these wonderful, treasured moments, but it was richer almost. I mean, I can't explain it, but it was different and richer, it's just sort of intriguing to see how each production brings out, in those scenes that you remember so fondly, brings out another dimension.
An incidental pleasure in this was the older brother. It's about two young brothers based on Neil Simon and his brother, Doc. But was played by Michael Seltzer, whom we've watched in the Non-Equity Company doing children's shows and is having small parts in musicals. And this is his first Equity show.
And he got his Equity card.
He got his Equity card doing it. And he is just terrific. And we felt very proud because we've watched his evolution as an actor. And he's really a very solid performer now.
Yeah. Well, in the second performance that we saw, we interviewed the two actors who played the boys. And again, that was one of the highlights, certainly, of the... It is of any production. The boys are really very significant. But as you say, this was particularly significant in this Western production because we had seen this young actor, you know, sort of on his way to his acting career. And it was very, very thrilling to see that. And the other element in the play is so significant is the role of the grandmother, who is... It's really, she is a deeply unsympathetic character that you sympathize with.
Ultimately.
But, I mean, she is a tyrant, someone who...
When her grandson says to her son, "Are you afraid of Grandma?" And he said, "Everybody in Yonkers is afraid of Grandma."
Yes, she runs this candy store, and she's a real manipulative, mean lady.
As a result of a very harsh background, which we eventually find out about.
And so I think it's a real challenge for any actress. We saw Annie Jackson in the first production that we saw. And here, Elizabeth France, who's quite a wonderful, well-known actress, does, I think, a really outstanding job as the grandmother in this production.
The entire cast was strong.
It was a very strong cast. It was one that I think we hope to see in other parts, in other theaters in the area, because they all were really very, very good. I do want to sort of see the thing that I was reading about Neil Simon, who, besides, he's given up writing plays, but he's written two memoirs, which I really want to read because they sound like they would be very interesting. But one of the things that becomes very important in this play, and also in elements of the other plays that he's written, and I'm thinking now again of the trilogy in which you once played a part, in one of the Oldcastle productions.
Which they're about to do again at the end of this season.
Right, right. You played the
I played the grandfather.
Grandfather. You were far
too... I was too young for it then, right. But I'm not now.
So we know you were much too young for it when you played it. But at any rate, I think that the whole thing about the impact of the Depression on families was very important, and you see that in this play. Because
it's set in 1942, during the war, when the country was just coming out of the Depression and when the economy was fueled by the war effort.
Right, but the point is, this is a family where it is broken up because of economic pressures, and that was very much what was happening in the Depression, and it's very much what happened in Neil Simon's own family. And although he disclaims, and we have a video of him talking, which I hope people will watch, of him talking about his about Lost in Yonkers and disclaiming it as a part of his being.
I think we should add, one of the oddities of the Western season is between the first musical and the second musical, there is just a one-week run for the show they do, and that's the slot that Lost in Yonkers is in. So if in seeing it.
Yeah, go quickly. You don't have much time. This is, we hadn't realized that it was only running for 1 week, or we would have gotten this blog up sooner. And but one of the points that I also want to make about this, and you get it in some of his other plays, is the impact of growing up in a house that was struggling during the Depression, and in the first years of the change in the country, but also that it's very important about being Jewish. I mean, this is an important element in his autobiographical, what are called his autobiographical plays.
Yeah, and he's not strident about there, but it's there underneath everything, and this is a time when Jews were just beginning to move into the mainstream, a point I've made before. At this point, there were still restrictions on where Jews could build houses, on where Jews could go to college. That was going to change post-war. So for information about the Weston Playhouse season, check out the company's website, westonplayhouse.org. For tickets for Lost in Yonkers, call 802-824-5288.
And call quickly, because it's really worth seeing. It's a very lovely production.